Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great, continuing our series here in Proverbs, doing a chapter a day, trying to just encourage all you guys to be in God's Word every single day, maybe in the morning and at night and a little bit during the day, chewing on some verse that you read and being purposeful in it. So going through a book is a good idea. Going through the Bible is a great idea. And then maybe picking a few books that you're really going to focus on. And careful not to chew off more than you can, or to bite off more than you can chew, I think would be the phrase, right? So chapter 27, love verse 1, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. And just good wisdom, and what can we get done today? What's really valuable? And if today is my last day, then what do I want to focus on, right? So keeping close what's most important and staying on track and staying on course. And it's good to plan. This isn't about not planning. It's just about focusing on today and not being all, hey, well, tomorrow I'm getting to do this, or tomorrow the king is going to do this for me, or tomorrow that guy's going to pay me, or tomorrow I'm going to win the lottery. Well, tomorrow is my lucky day. Well, you're falling into all the foolishness and all the traps of the world. In Proverbs 27, verse 1, is trying to encourage us not to boast and all that kind of stuff, because it's mostly foolish. It is absolutely all foolish. And so just help us. Let's not count our chickens before the eggs hatch, right? Is an old saying. And this is very similar. I think this probably came first, but do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what tomorrow may bring. And then verse 8, I like verse 8. And it's just a good verse for us on how easily we can be drawn away from what's most important, right? So let's look at this. Like a bird that strays from its nest is a man who strays from his home. And it's not so much, it's not something that you do one day. Like you were there, you're 100% engaged, and then the next day you're gone. No, what happens is you start to stray. You start to focus a little bit on this and then on that, or you start to put a little bit of time into something, and then you start to put more time into that, and then you start to put even more time into that, which means, well, I can't take that from work, or I can't take that from this. So you're taking it from what? You're taking it from home, or taking it from your marriage, you're taking it from your children, you're taking it from the community of saints, right? And it is going toward what? It could be going towards something that's not bad. It could be going towards something that's actually good, but is it best? And so the bird that is lured away from safety, you watch the big trappers, the bird trappers, those who know how to lure in even an eagle, and how they get the eagle to not focus on what they're doing. And they lure them in. That's the idea behind it. Just like you would a fish or any other animal into a trap. You disguise things. You make things seem okay. And you make things seem desirable for that animal, for that bird, for that fish, for that animal you're trying to trap. And you bring them in. And when the moment is right, you pull the trap. Boom. And you've got your bird. You've got your animal. And in the world's case, it's got its mane. It gets its man. So for us to be cautious, what am I focusing on? Where is my energy going? And for me, at my stage in life, you know, 8 children that I have raised, that my wife and I have put a lot of energy into, and now we've seen them off, it's easy for us to sit back and think, hey, now what? But there's still more coaching. Now there's grandchildren. There's other young people around us. There are other older people around us. There's the podcast. One of the reasons for the podcast, right, is staying focused on task. It's not allowing myself to be drawn away, but also focusing on what is it that my wife and I can do. What are some things that she and I can do together? Now that the children are mostly gone, that was something that really brought us together. Being family together, doing family devotions, playing games together, planning vacations, those kind of things. And some of that is not anymore. We're in a different season of our life. So whatever season of your life you're in, make sure you have energy for the home. Make sure you're not being drawn away from your home by this world. And again, it can be good things, but are they best? God bless you. Have a great day.